Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hell of a night.
She's so hardcore.
I know.
Hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
I'm a hell of a night.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wanted to be the first to tell you it's effing Friday. I don't know if I was the first, but you know, trying to be.
And even better because you met Jane Levy today.
I know. That was fun.
Come on.
She's good. Yeah.
How many Fridays have you met Jane Levy?
This is the only one so far. Right. It's like a very special Friday. Maybe it'll be a special one for you too. Maybe you'll get qualified to win today's grand prize. So yesterday, the grand prize winner for the two-day wine country getaway to Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn was Greg from San Jose. You can join Greg and all of us, actually. It's going to be so fun. Right now, and at 11, 1, 3, and 5, we have your chance to win passes into the 5th annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party. This time, it's a pajama llama party. Just because for some reason we're all about llamas around here. I think it's because we paid $1,000 for a golden llama. Now, you're just going to be, just prepare yourself.
Promotional budget was blown on a llama.
On a llama. Big dumb llama that you need a
What's the lesson here? Don't drink wine when you're on the internet promotions department.
Michelle has something to say about that.
Okay. Don't tell anyone how much we spent on the llama.
It was $1,000.
It's a secret from everyone,
$1,000 on that llama.
Michael Martin doesn't know?
No.
$10,000.
Ask her more questions.
She doesn't want to take
Golden
responsibility
llama.
For it.
Anyway,
she doesn't. Was it white wine or red wine?
It was rosé, Vinny.
Okay.
Was it the weed?
Yeah, it was shot. I forget wine. It was shots. It was tequila shots. Oh, you know what would be a great idea? A golden llama. Let's do it. They're only $5,000.
Oh, God.
Anyway, if you're calling 97 right now, you win your way. If you have to be over 21, please. 21 and up. We're going to be drinking. Maybe. For some of us. Right, Vin? Right now, calling 97, 800-400-3697. You get two passes to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and the pool party on Wednesday, June 26th at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission. And the next morning on the 27th, that's the Thursday, we're doing a live broadcast. We're going to broadcast our regular show from a big tent out in front of the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. That's open to everybody. Come on by. Bring your kids. Have breakfast. It's so much fun. We'll do it live. And someone who wins one of these five sets of tickets is going to win today's grand prize, a two-night stay indulgent at Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. So call now, 800-400-3697. I have a couple more things I want to mention really quickly before we get into text. First of all...
you already said so much stuff.
I know.
You're taking up his time, Sarah.
No, it's okay. What else?
The other thing is that at RadioAlice.com, there is a link to vote for the Sarah and Vinny Show for the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame Sherwood Awards. There it is. And this is something that happens every year, and apparently these Sherwood Awards, this Don Sherwood, it's Don on the phone. it looks like we're in good company. Everyone else in town's been nominated.
That's right.
So if you could please take a minute and vote.
But
for
we're
us.
Leading.
Yeah, we are. I see a.
What did Brad say? What's the number?
70% of the vote right now. So please pile on.
You have over 1,000 votes, and second place is about at 100.
Oh, 100.
Awesome. Killer. Yeah. Thank you, listeners.
And you can vote once a day, every day.
Yeah, right up until the end of it, which is 5 years from now.
No.
Just kidding. Won't take long. Thank you. If you vote at all, thank you very much. I also want to say...
Oh, and you can find that at RadioAlice.com or the Alice Facebook page.
Perfect. So we're making it easy for you to help us. Sad day today. This is intern Brandon's last day.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
It's not.
Hey, Brandon.
As an intern.
Right.
Oh, he's right there. I'm all yelling at him.
Brandon, where are you? Brandon! So, Brandon, you've been a fun intern, and I don't know what the future holds for you. Hopefully it includes something here. I see that you're shadowing Bryn today.
Yeah, I start training tomorrow. So.
Oh, fantastic.
We're going to test him out. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how you do.
Hey, Brandon, you overwhelmed?
With what?
Brandon.
With what Bryn does.
It's
what do you mean
incredible.
With what?
Yeah, well, Bryn's incredible.
Can you do it?
No.
Oh, you're incredible, Bryn. Everything you do is amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for being an intern, Brandon, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Oh, and keep us posted on Survivor?
Is it Survivor
that you're trying
He's
out
trying
for?
Trying to get on Survivor.
Yeah, that's going to be like a lifelong pursuit. It probably will never happen.
You
like
need
Jane
to go
said,
crazy.
Lots of luck. Yeah.
You need to go crazy in there. You need to be.
I also have to work and stuff, so it's just like a.
Yeah, but it only takes you 20 minutes to audition.
You're right.
He's a line jumper.
Hey, do you think you could actually win Survivor?
I do, yeah. I'm pretty confident. It's like set up for me a little bit. I don't know. I'm just
Would
nice,
you have a showman
of,
if there was a cute girl on there?
If it got me further, why not?
Oh,
do you have a
wow.
girlfriend in real life?
Not officially, no.
Booty call. A yes. It's a booty call.
He's a kid. He's a kid in today's
what are you
world.
Doing,
it's a booty call. You got a booty call?
Sorry about that.
Hey, Brandon, What's one that? Final question.
Yeah.
Who is the best player on Survivor ever?
I mean, that's a tough one.
Go ahead.
But there's someone who's won the show twice. You kind of got to call her.
Sandra.
Sandra, yeah. Boston Rob was who got me really into it. One of my favorites.
They're both on this upcoming season. Like
which
the,
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, they're like mentors or something. Mm-hmm.
There was a girl named Kim Spradlin who I liked a lot. She played a really good game. Just lay low and kill it at the end. And there's a guy named Spencer who I liked a lot. I have a lot of favorites.
I like Spencer.
But I think the best for me is Boston Rob.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. He ended up marrying Amber. Yeah. I mean, please.
Amber.
And man, he lied to get her to the end. Oh, man, he's great.
I think he actually tricked our guy Lex. Remember, Lex was on that show a couple of times, and Boston Rob was like, keep it safe, man, and we'll do right by you. And Lex was like, okay, Boston Rob, I'll be a puppy for you.
I don't know anything about that.
Don't you remember?
I don't.
Oh, maybe you weren't watching that season.
I fell off for a few seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did. I didn't think the show was as good for a little while there,
it
and
lagged.
Then it seems to have come back.
Yeah, they just keep finding good ways to keep it fresh. They're doing a fine job over there on Survivor. Mm-hmm. You'd be a fine addition.
Our text number, you know, the number where you put it in the number and then you text us when you're not driving.
Right.
Is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you. Vinny, don't worry. Soon the daughters can help her decide what to wear. Our daughter was with me. We were both saying, yeah.
What does she vote on?
Isla always goes dress.
Right. Oh.
I want to see you in a dress. Aww. And then I need to wear a dress too. If you're going to wear a dress, then I'm going to wear a dress.
And I also want to try on a jumpsuit. Then,
and
too.
Then I'll put on makeup since you're putting on makeup.
Yeah. Oh. And I'm going to walk around in your shoes.
Strapless, Vinny. LOL.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Strapless. I
okay,
kept saying
take
armless.
It easy. God. Shoulderless. Whatever.
Shoulderless
we don't know.
There's so many words to remember.
Love you guys so much. It's my birthday. Would mean so much to get a birthday shout out.
Oh, happy birthday.
From my
birthday.
Radio family. Love, Morgan.
Morgan.
Happy birthday, Morgan.
I like the name Morgan. It's a kind of horse, too.
What is?
A Morgan horse.
You just called her a horse?
No, it's a kind of horse.
Poor Morgan.
I know Morgan. I'm so sorry. Sorry about
if
it.
If you want to see Jane topless, she appears in the first season of Shameless.
Oh, and she's topless in that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, we'll have to go back and look.
Well, we will. Why didn't the internet already tell us that? What's going on?
We didn't ask it, I guess. We didn't ask the right questions.
Clearly.
Uh-oh, I hear the research department
Yeah, Jane Levy nude. Duh.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't even want to see that.
I know. Well, I do.
So. Like she's my girlfriend now, and I don't want to see that.
I got to protect her from the internet.
Is it me, or does Jane Levy sound a little East Coast?
Oh no, she's from San Anselmo. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say exactly where she's from. I don't know. Around here. I did say she went to Drake. I guess the cat's out of the bag.
Vinny, as a Sharks fan, you really shouldn't comment on St. Louis. St. Louis beat us, right?
Yeah.
So why? We don't want them to win.
Yeah, we
That's
want
what
Bruins
I was trying to,
win. To
say. The Boston Bruins are dropping the puck.
Bobby, you're number four, gonna score.
Sarah, that reset was awesome. Way to do your job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
I know. Wow. It's after 30 years in radio, I actually just did my first reset of all time.
Yeah, I found
Don't look.
I mean, I didn't. Yeah, I stopped looking.
You didn't.
You really looked away? So it's right there on the screen, and Vinny's looking at it now, too.
I'm not. I don't see it. Okay, he's changing it now.
Okay.
Oh.
This looks like, I'm not sure if it's...
Spectacular. Good for her. Hooman, if I ever see you putting ketchup on your steak, I swear I'm going to D-punch you.
Oh, and then call the authorities.
That is sacrilege.
That's a big deal.
Ketchup on a steak?
Ketchup on a steak.
What is it, ground
ketchup
chuck?
Ketchup on a steak.
Yeah, I don't know. I love steak, and I don't really have a problem with ketchup.
Thank you.
I pooed my pants.
You got to put something good on a steak.
Like what?
I don't know. Like
horseradish.
Horseradish. Right, Bernaise sauce. Yeah.
How about Heinz?
Nope. Oh, you mean like A1 sauce?
No,
yeah.
I mean Heinz ketchup.
Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah.
Like underwear?
I have a van. It's a Toyota Sienna Sport Edition. I love it. I only have two kids, but we have two dogs, so when we go out of town, there's more than enough room for all of us and our stuff.
Yeah, the minivans are great.
What is your problem?
Huh? No. I loved my minivan, Vinny. I just think you should own it, man. You got a minivan. Don't you apologizing for that? Come on.
Vans won't go away unless families stop having more than two children.
And we only had two. I was like, let's get a van. We went right for it. Like, as soon as the kid was born, I'm like, oh, let's go get a minivan.
Well, they're nice. Lots of room.
Yeah.
It took me and Brian surfing the other day. We fit the boards in.
And he was like, oh, cool minivan, bro.
No, he did not.
Bro, let's go. Let's take your minivan.
He doesn't talk like
that. Fit all our stuff. I want to bring a popcorn machine in there.
Weirdo.
That thing's huge.
Finished What If last night. Awesome interview this morning.
Oh, good. I'll probably finish it this weekend. I don't know how many. I don't know if it's 8 episodes or 10. I'm only a couple of them. Two. I think I started the third one.
Could your radio.com app be any better? God, it's the best, says 408.
Is that word for word, Vin? Or did you paraphrase?
It's thereabouts is what they're trying to say. That's my interpretation of what they'd written.
I see.
Is probably the way
to word that. Well, we spent a ton of money on it.
So many good things. You have to summarize it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have all day.
That's a summary of like 50 emails that we got.
It was like
today.
A book.
Right.
That person had
going
written.
Going on
I just
on
wanted to
radio,
say.
Radio.com.
We get it. It's good. Bengals did play their own instruments. Hooman saw the very first thing on the internet and ran with it. That was untrue facts.
Fake news? From Alice? Impossible.
Hot, sexy Brandon is in training for something.
Oh,
yay!
He's a runner.
Hey, Brandon.
He's like a track guy.
How many girls are you juggling?
Oh, God.
Or boys,
what amendment
whatever.
Is it that you plead when you don't want to talk?
The fifth.
That's the one I'm pleading.
They listen, I think. Oh, his chicks.
They? Oh, his my chicks. God. What are you doing, dude?
Yeah, you're doing this to yourself, just so we're clear. You do it to yourself.
When you plead the fifth, you just zip it right after that. You don't say more words.
Every single one of them are listening. Hey, ladies, what Brandon's saying is there's room for more.
All right. That's my guy.
Always room for more.
I have some candles that smell like my ex-boyfriend. It's weirdly comforting when I burn them.
Oh.
What?
Hmm. I don't know if that's because they want to burn him or if it's
the
smell.
I like the smell of them. That's sweet.
Smell of it.
I like the smell of you.
WTF on a student paper goes beyond familiarity. It's unprofessional on a teacher's part.
Yeah.
She should hold herself to a higher standard. I agree. I'm saying, though, there are blurred lines now.
Yeah,
that
I agree with you.
I'm not saying that's the reason. I'm just trying to find a reason a teacher would think that. Why would a teacher do that?
Right.
There can't be a normal reason other than because you've got the standard excellent, good.
And quite frankly, the mother's focused on the wrong thing.
Meh.
The woman writing, the teacher writing WTF at the top of a paper should make her go, what did you do?
Right.
But we're all about blaming teachers these days.
Right.
For the short fallings of our children.
A lot of bad parenting.
Yes, woman, a lot of bad parenting.
In Boston, listening through radio.com. Oh, man, is the Boston accent beautiful?
I love the Boston accent.
Well, you're from there.
Yeah. What are you saying exactly?
More than a feeling, I needed something. More than a feeling, I could make.
That's weird. I'm all out of text. Have a good one, everybody.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm Alice. Already in the elevator. Oh. What just happened?
Come back. We have to say goodbye, Vin. We got to say goodbye. Oh. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. You guys, another great week of radio. It is a joy to work with you. You are
what about
incredible
you?
At your jobs. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Woo! And now it's Friday, and we're going to go off on an adventure for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And we're going to come back here and be like, you won't believe what happened to me. I stayed in my PJs the whole time.
That isn't a weekend.
Woo! Yeah, it is.
Adventures and sleeping. By Sarah. Vinny will have a whole nother story. And use that. And I'm sure you'll have actually done stuff. Oh, you're going to go to Christina's, Vinny's fiance's bridal shower this weekend.
I am.
That'll be
good. You know, you don't have to go to that.
Don't tell me what to do.
All right. Yeah. I'm not. I'm just saying. I mean, that is a drive, right?
Alden is driving me.
Oh, we're going to go somewhere into the city for, Riley wasn't here for his birthday, so we're taking him out for a nice dinner for his birthday.
Japantown?
Wherever he wants to go, he's going to pick someplace. Aww. And my son is graduating this week, my other son, so we're doing like a little combo celebration. I know, they're so getting sweet. So big, move out! Just kidding, I love you guys so much. Go away. Don't ever leave. Okay, have a good weekend, you guys!
Bye!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.